Welcome to the bestiary. As we travel through our collection of the fiercest foes in the realm, remember, exhibit barriers are for your protection. Never feed the exhibits, and please, no flash photography.
Ah, my leg!
On your way out, don't forget to visit the gift shop and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Now, let's meet our guides for today's exhibit, Bill and Troy.
Hello and welcome to the Bestiary. And this is episode 3 of season 2. We are deep, balls deep now into the macro reactor number 5. And today we have come across the enemy, the rocket launcher.
Mm-hmm. Dun, dun, dun. The rocket launcher. More weirdly sentient mechanical devices here in macro reactor number 5.
Yes, well, they do, you know, Shinra have invested a Please edit out. Shinra have invested a lot of money in sentient robot technology. So, you know, might as well make use of it, especially if Dave's going to just print 1,000 off each time.
I just don't know what Dave's issue is. You know what it is they got him a new keyboard down there for Dave down in robot production. And it's one of those ones that's like an accounting keyboard. So it has the zero key on the number pad. But then next to that, it's got the double zero key where there's 2 zeros on one key. Nobody needs that.
That's madness.
It's crazy. Madness. It's anarchy down there with the double zero key.
Poor old Dave. He's used to a mechanical keyboard as well, and it's like one of those like iPad ones where it's really
It's all gooey and stuff.
Yeah, no one likes that.
So Dave printed up some rocket launchers for us here, and the rocket launcher is mostly a box. It's kind of like an old post office's mail slots where you'd have the wall full of tiny little cubes.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. It's sort of thing you used to get in an office, so people would put your mail in your pigeonhole. That's what they're called, pigeonholes. It's a nine cubed pigeonhole. Mm-hmm. It's weird. It's just sitting on a stand, basically. I think the main thing about this is it's a nice brown colour, which, you know, again, suits the pigeonhole idea a bit more. But to the left of it is this weird post coming up. Now that thing on top, Troy. So it's got like a little white cylindrical object on top. Mm-hmm. That spins round.
Right.
So that, I believe, is a radar system.
I would 100% agree. I think that this one didn't get eyes put on it. Instead, it was built with its own built-in radar dish.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, all the eyes had been used for the proto machine gun.
Well, that makes sense. There were 1,000 of them.
Yeah, because they didn't run out of eyes for the guard scorpion. That's why he had to scan you with his laser.
Oh,
but yeah, you know, obviously obviously scanning technology is expensive, which is why they give it to the big creatures. Whereas to the little rocket launcher, you just get a little thing on top.
Just a little radar dish so it can input some signals so that the rockets that it shoots out of its pigeonholes know how to lock onto you. And when you see those rockets coming for you, you really got to defend yourself. So, Bill, what are we going to do when we come across this boy?
Yes, like you say, as the rockets are coming towards you, you want to move towards it and, you know, just hit it till it dies. Yeah, just like beat it to death.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.